Turkey's top political leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says the government will ask for another vote on U.S. troop deployments in Turkey. Lawmakers may reverse their earlier decision and allow the U.S. to open a second front through Turkey to attack Iraq. An overwhelming majority of Turks oppose the war, but cooperating with the U.S. could give Turkey a greater say in what happens in northern Iraq during and after the fighting. Could also buy some badly needed help for the Turkish economy, NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Last Saturday's decision to reject the U.S. request sent Turkey's stock market and currency reeling. Markets have since rallied on hopes a new vote will go the other way. At stake is $6 billion in U.S. aid. Turkey says it could leverage this cash into up to $24 billion in loans. And that money could really come in handy right now, according to Michael Musa, a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics. He says the threat of war is already rattling Turkey's economy.
Oil prices have already gone up, so there's an increased oil import bill that's easily a couple of billion dollars. There's been a fall off in tourism revenue and the risk of a further fall off. That's another couple of billion. Then there's the question of refugees, the costs of dealing with them, some military costs. It's not, I think, difficult to build up a sort of a bill that runs $6, $7, $8 billion dollars.
Musa says that blow could be tough to absorb. Turkey's already staggering under $200 billion of debt. That's roughly equal to its entire GDP. Many of the loans are short-term with steep interest charges, according to Bulent Alireza, a Turkey expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Turkey's on life support, tied to the IMF. Frankly, if the IMF had not come up with the big loans, over $30 billion in the past few years, the Turkish economy might have been forced into a default, a situation similar to that of Argentina.
The latest IMF loan was for about $17 billion, but two-thirds of that money's already been paid out. And the IMF has been calling for more belt-tightening before it will release any more. This week, Turkey submitted a new austerity budget. With U.S. aid in jeopardy, it had to, according to Omer Taspinar, a Turkey scholar with a Brookings Institution.
Not receiving that money now becomes a disciplining factor for the Turkish economy, which means the IMF has more leverage and Turkey will have to abide by the rules of the IMF much more strictly.
But it's not clear that bowing to the IMF will be enough to mollify Turkey's other creditors. They've been willing to cut Turkey some slack up until now because they've been counting on a large U.S. aid package. If that disappears, the risks go up. Interest rates could soar, and Turkey's debt burden could prove overwhelming, according to Bulent Alireza.
Turkey's ability to finance its current accounts deficit is in doubt, and frankly, we are now looking at the possibility of Turkey going into default.
Many analysts believe the IMF and the U.S. won't let it come to that. Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development.
Even without the troops there, the U.S. would probably step in because Turkey is so central. It's in that critical part of the world. It's a member of NATO. It is a reasonably good working democracy. It is our long-standing ally in the Islamic part of the world.
Still, giving up a big U.S. aid package would bring more economic turmoil to Turkey at a time when it has plenty of other things to worry about. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.